I'm sorry, miss. You can't peddle your newspapers here in the Eagle and Schmeagle Tavern.
Sir, I only dropped in to refresh myself with a mug.
Yeah? Well, we don't allow none of that pickup stuff in here.
What?
Our mugs are married upstanding mugs. So just take your womanly wiles and work them some other place in some other mugs.
By mug, I meant a chalice, a cup.
Oh.
Perhaps even a flagon.
Well, we do get a couple of them guys later.
Could I have a glass of milk?
Right. One milk.
All right, all right. All you colonials on your knees. The royal commander is here, is here.
Oh, no, not the big mouth redcoat again.
All your knees, bartender. A little respect for the Crown's emissary, or I'll bash your bar, I will, and everything leaning against you.
I get out of here, miss, before there's trouble.
Do you have a back room I could slip into?
What?
And what's this ugly-looking lass we got here?
How about a broom closet? See, I'm actually the man.
Tell me something. Is that a mustache on your lip, or am I looking at the back of your head, sweetheart?
How about an empty barrel?
Over there is a pickle barrel.
Thank you. I'll be right back.
Hey, bartender, I thought this tavern had more class than to let an ugly pickle like that in here.
Look, Commander, we don't want no trouble. Why don't you take your red britches elsewhere?
That's right, Commander. Like, why don't you take them straight back to England?
Well, now look who's popped up out of the pickle barrel. A pickle wearing a mask.
To your weapons, scoundrel, for you're speaking to the Masked Minuteman.
Well, if you'll just step out of that barrel, I'll show you some cold steel, pickle puss.
Not today, you won't, knave.
And why not?
Because I can't seem to get out of the barrel. Could someone give me a hand? Come on, guys, it's not funny.